Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. The U.S. says Haiti will have a transitional council in place within the next 2 days. The members will then vote to appoint a new interim prime minister to replace Ariel Henry. The deeply unpopular and unelected official agreed to step down once his replacement is chosen. Haiti is in turmoil as various gangs fight for control. The World Food Program's Jean-Martin Bauer says the Haitian people are starving.
And I'm ringing the alarm bell because you have this baseline level of hunger that's already very high, and this is worsening things even more.
The gang warfare has disrupted the flow of food into the country, and it's estimated about 360,000 people are displaced.
The humanitarian programs in Haiti are drastically underfunded. The United Nations Humanitarian Response Plan for Haiti is only 2% funded. That's not a typo. In order to bring back stability, in order to bring some hope to Haiti, we need forced security, but we also need a robust humanitarian response.
Also today, Kenya says it will not send a police force to Haiti to lead an international security mission. It wants to wait until a new Haitian government is appointed. Special Counsel Robert Hur is defending his findings about the handling of classified documents by President Joe Biden. Hur is testifying today before a congressional committee. Richard Madden reports.
Pursuant to an agreement with the ranking member,
former Special Counsel Robert Hur faced equal grilling on Capitol Hill following his bombshell investigation into Joe Biden's handling of classified documents when he was vice president. Democrats are furious he described Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory who couldn't recall what year his son Beau died. Republicans are outraged Biden wasn't charged for withholding documents, but Donald Trump was charged with obstruction of justice for hiding documents at Mar-a-Lago. Hur defended his work and says he called it like he saw it.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair. I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly.
Biden's age and vitality is a worrying concern for Democrats ahead of November's election, so both parties are looking to make their case using the former special counsel as their own witness. Richard Madden, CBC News, Washington.
Canada's foreign affairs minister met today with her Palestinian counterpart, Riyad al-Maliki. It's the latest stop in Melanie Joly's current tour of the Middle East, which has so far included meeting her Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz. She also met with the families of Israelis still being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. United Nations officials are welcoming the start of maritime aid convoys from Cyprus to bring more aid to Gaza. But those same officials say the ships won't displace delivery via land, pointing out there are more and different access routes into the territory. Rebecca Collard has more.
The ship set sail from the port city of Larnaca in Cyprus this morning after days of delays. It's towing some 200 tons of aid bound for Gaza. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We have all seen the reports of children dying of starvation.
And the barge includes flour, rice and tinned proteins like tuna and will sail more than 300 kilometers to Gaza. It could take 2 days to arrive, and there is still a lack of clarity on how the aid will be brought ashore and delivered to those in need. Gaza has been under an Israeli imposed sea blockade since 2007. Israel agreed to this shipment after checking the aid in the port in Cyprus. It says it is doing what it can to bring aid into the Strip. But the UN and aid groups have accused Israel of blocking simpler access routes for aid deliveries. Rebecca Collard for CBC News, Berlin.
The federal government's ArriveCan app is facing a new investigation, this time by the Public Sector Integrity Commissioner. Harriet Soloway will be looking into alleged wrongdoing related to the creation of the app. She will also be following up on testimony from two former border agency officials who worked on the ArriveCan app. They told a parliamentary committee they were being used as scapegoats after they criticized their superiors. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.